Progressive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. Let's kick it off and go with James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. I have a disc question for you. Unfortunately, about 6 months ago, I herniated a disc. There's a center herniation, and you know, I've been doing pretty good on the recovery so far. Probably with physical therapy and chiropractic, I'm probably about, the doctor definition, that would be 65-70% of the way through a full recovery. But I guess my question kind of has to do with what the definition of full recovery is. I've been told, you know, a lot of the things that activities I used to do before, just things that I'm not really going to be able to do in the future, you know, rougher sports, downhill skiing, things like that. And that was just kind of a bummer to hear that disc is never really going to fully recover. It's degenerated, and it's not like it's ever going to grow back. I'm just always going to have to be careful. And I'm just wondering, through lifestyle changes and, diet, if there's really anything I can do, can you ever expect that in some cases to grow back and get back to your potential where you were before, or not really? Well, I didn't actually have surgery.
Have the surgery. Okay.
Right. I went to a surgeon, and he kind of gave me the option. You know, he said a piece of it actually came off. And you could see it pretty clearly on the MRI, but I'm getting better fast enough that he kind of left it up to me. It's up to you if you want to have that piece removed through, I think he called it a discectomy. Can't really say that word, but basically they go in with a little tube and they kind of suck that loose piece out. And I just kind of opted not to do it. And as long as I'm not doing any nerve damage, which he didn't think I was. And here I am 6 months later. I'm probably 70-60% of the way better. I'm walking and not running yet or anything.
That's okay.
But, I asked him, am I always going to have to be real careful and worry about this? And I'm only 28 years old, and, I really want to enjoy some backpacking and some skiing again. And the answer was, well, you really are going to have to be careful and, stay off the bumps and don't carry any heavy packs very far, I guess, is the gist of the answer. And I just wanted to get your opinion. Is there anything more I can do aside from physical therapy and really keeping in good shape and not slouching and all the bad things I was doing before?
I think that you're on the right path, for sure. I mean, when it comes to something with your back and the pains that go along with it when you're facing potential surgery or even a minor surgery like that to go in and be able to take out the little small piece, that if you are continuing to eat well, to lower inflammation in the body, because remember, the foods that we eat are either going to produce inflammation or they're not, depending on the kind of foods that we eat. So an anti-inflammatory-based diet, like the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, is a great way to go. So I think that's fine, but is that going to regenerate the disc itself? That's a real tough call, because discs typically don't regenerate. Once they begin to degenerate or you herniate or something like that in a bulging disc, you can get to kind of move that little centerpiece can move around a little bit, you can get the pressure off of a nerve. But when there's any kind of separation of the disc or a little piece has been torn off, that's why he's talking about going in and removing the piece, because it's not going to mend back. And it could continually be floating around in there and continue to cause you pain, depending on where it is at any given time. I haven't seen the MRI, so I don't know, but I'm just guessing that that's probably what the case is. So the other is, is diet going to help? Yes. Supplements, are they going to help? Yes, because you've got to do things to lower inflammation. But remember, the health triangle is a three-piece side. You've got the mental side, which is the brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. And then you have the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, which is what you've been dealing with on physical therapy and that sort of thing. And then you got the chemical side, which is all the body physiology and how well it works. So getting the body chemistry balanced out is going to be a key as well. And that's going to help. Sulfur is a mineral that you can actually use. And sulfur has been used, as long as you're not allergic to sulfur, which some people are. But sulfur is actually one of the top nutrients that you can take in to help completely rebuild, but to kind of strengthen and support healthy disc and disc integrity. So sulfur can be a great benefit to you. Also, high levels of vitamin C can help repair. The fact is, you're active and you want to enjoy your life. So if there is a procedure like that that can help you, I think that's why he went the conservative route, which I appreciate from him. To, hey, listen, go for it. Here's some options. You can do this. See how it works for you. Because he's always there. He's not going anywhere. He'll be ready to set an appointment with you at any time. Go in and knock that out. But if you can do a lot of this on your own, I think there's going to be a great victory for you, which I think you're talking about, and you'll kind of be in a good place. So anyway, just get started on some of those principles. Get a copy of my book. I think it'll be a great help to you. And kind of get started on some of these and go from there. Keep me posted, though. You can always call me here on the show or email me at drasid.com. Thanks. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
How can I help, sir?
How are you doing this evening?
Living well, man. What's up?
Good, good. I've been having, this has been going on for the last couple of years. I'm 48 years old. And I've got a lot of soreness in my hands and in my feet. And I also, it seems like it's getting worse. I've been having real sharp, sharp electrical shock pains that'll hit me. I had one in my shin today. And then I get them in my big toes. I get them in my rib cage at times. And also, I've been having a lot of muscle spasms. And I've had an MRI done and also x-rays. I had an endoscopy done. I had gallbladder surgery about a month and a half ago. They thought that would help, and it didn't. The doctor has me on 75 milligrams twice a day of Lyrica.
Okay.
And he said that he really doesn't know what's going on. And the reason he put me on Lyrica, because he thought maybe it was fibromyalgia, but that's not helping at all. And I just don't know which way to turn from here. I'm pretty concerned. I had gone to a chiropractor for years. I was having a lot of pain in between my shoulder blades, which I still do. But about 6 months ago, he adjusted me. And I started having real bad electrical shocks in my heels.
Well, I tell you what, from that type of therapy right there, we're going into a break. Let's finish up with the chronic pain that you're having. We've got some answers.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's what we talk about here on the show all the time because it's true. The body changes every single day. Are you willing to change with it? Going into the break, talking with Kevin. Kevin's 48 years young, and he's dealing with some pain in different arm parts of his arms and legs and soreness in his hands and feet, muscle spasms, and been through the ringer a little bit. And they had gallbladder surgery. You're taking 75 milligrams of Lyrica now, and you said you had done some chiropractic therapy recently, or I guess like 6 months ago, and when they did the adjustment in the middle of the back, it shot, pins and needles down into your feet? And is that still going on, or what's kind of the update right now?
Well, they adjusted between my shoulder blades, and I began to get real bad, sharp jolting pain in my feet.
Mm.
And that's when I quit going.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
I still get the sharp pains in my big toes, and I've got one in my leg today. I get them up in my rib cage sometimes, in my arms sometimes. I have a lot of soreness. I'm sore under my arms. I'm really sore between my shoulder blades. If I do anything strenuous, it's like it takes me twice as long to recover from the soreness than a normal person.
Sure. I get that. Well,
and I just don't know which way to turn on this because, I'm searching, but I just have not found the answer yet. There's definitely something wrong, and I wanted to try to catch it if it was something that was going to cause too much damage too quick, but this has been going on for quite a while, but it's just getting worse.
I get it. And with the doctors, do they feel like they've done all the tests that they can do and they're just scratching their heads right now at this point?
Well, the doctor that I'm going to is at a small hospital, and he seems to think that he had told me basically that he had run as many tests as he knew what to run, and he just doesn't know what it is.
When did it kick in? And I know you're 48. When did this start? And was there a trigger? Was there a major moment where you noticed a change? Was it night and day, or was it very slow?
No, it was very slow. And to be honest with you, I've been married 25 years, and when I first got married, I began to feeling a little kind of a dull pain at the tops of my feet, and I also noticed a little soreness, but it gradually has gotten worse and worse over the years, and I thought it was because my back or something, and that's why I went to the chiropractor. But my back doesn't feel any better or worse now that I stopped going.
No, that's because it's probably not the structural side of the body that's really the root cause. The root cause sounds like it's coming more from the chemical side of the health triangle that we talk about in natural medicine. So that's really where I would go right out of the gate. Now, blood tests, I'm sure they've done tons of those. Did they do any tests for potential autoimmune? Did they look for things like rheumatoid and anything like that? Do you know if they did that?
I'm not really sure about that.
You're not sure. Okay. Yeah, that's something that you would want to have done. Maybe you go back to your family physician, you talk to them, that either have them look for any kind of autoimmune disease. There's several blood tests they can run, ANA, there's rheumatoid factor. There's several blood tests, rather, that they can run to see if that's even a possibility. Now, diet, believe it or not, plays a big role. The kind of pains and aches that you're having, dietary habits play a big role. Now, the blood tests are important. You have to get that done because that's going to instantly begin to rule things in and out. If they've done all the tests, though, they may already have that on file. Maybe you could just ask them. They could tell you it's normal. That would be good information to know. But talk to me a little bit about your diet. Talk to me about your lifestyle choices. Are you under a lot of stress? Is life difficult? Is it hard? Are you under a lot of pressure? Or is life pretty easy?
I think it's about average. I have five kids, so, you know, it's stress. You know, But
right. It's a joy, but it's stressful.
Right. I do drive truck, and I do not eat at the truck stops. I eat on my truck. I eat some soup, Subway sandwiches, stuff like that. I'm not a big sweet eater. I do like vegetables and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Well, a couple things I would get started with. Definitely your foods. I mean, being on the road, packing your foods, if you can, is going to be important. I would come off all gluten. And this is going to be tough. This one right here is going to be tough on the road. But bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, if it has flour in it, I would stay off of it for a period of about 8 weeks. It takes 7.5 weeks for the little gluten protein, which is in most of the grains, to come out of your system. And the gluten, it takes a little bit of time. But it's one of the number one irritants in the body that can cause a lot of random joint aches and pains where no one really knows where it's coming from. And I'd be curious to see how your body responds to that. There's a blood test called the anti-gliadin antibody that they can check. And that might be something you want to ask your physician, your family physician, to be able to check on you to see if that's potential that you don't handle gluten well. But even still, even when it doesn't come up positive, I've seen that people do very well without it. But with these symptoms, I think that's going to be a key. Kicking up cod liver oil, tablespoon twice a day is going to be helpful. The foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and then, of course, the cod liver oil. Going on the anti-inflammatory diet, that's a big key. But vitamin D is really big with these kind of random joint aches and pains, especially people that mimic fibromyalgia. But then they say, oh, it's not really fibromyalgia. So when you get the blood test done, go get your vitamin D levels checked and make sure your blood test is between 70 and 90. And see what they say. But get started down that path. Don't give up hope because you're not stuck. There are answers for you. Keep on the path that you're on, and we're here to help.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4100. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We can talk about it here on this show. And now we're going to go to Marianne. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Well, my cause isn't too much, but I have these brown spots that come up, and they look like warts, kind of, and they're a nuisance. And I wonder what is causing those. Would it be diet or something like that?
Now, where do they pop up? Are they on your hands?
Well, they come, you know, like maybe like a brown spot, and then they turn into these little flat warts.
They are warts for sure, right?
Well, I don't know if they're warts or not, but they look, the skin feels like that.
Do they have the little seeds in the middle of them?
Kind of like that,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, well, there's a couple things you can do. First, you might want to go to your dermatologist, have them take a look at it.
I did.
Did they say they were warts?
He burned some off, but I wondered if you could tell me how to get rid of them other than burning them off.
Okay. There's a couple things you can do. Now, the burning that they use works very well, so that's one way to do it. I mean, I'm a big fan of that because it does work. But typically warts, if that's what they are caused by the human papillomavirus. And so there's really an old school way to do it where you can use duct tape. And this sounds crazy, but it works. And you put duct tape over the wart itself, and you have to put it on there, leave it on there for the day, and you tear it off about three times a day. The tearing and the glue that's in the duct tape, along with the tearing, the shearing force of just pulling the duct tape off the skin, irritates it and can kill off the actual wart itself. That's one way to go. The other is to focus on doing the things that will kill off viruses in the body. One of those being making sure you stay away from L-arginine, which is an amino acid, and the foods that contain high levels of L-arginine, such as almonds and chocolate. They both do that. But along with that is you want to increase L-lysine. Lysine is an amino acid, but it's kind of the antagonist. It's the one that will get rid of viruses within the body, and you can handle a pretty good dosage of that. So just follow the directions on the label. You can get those at pretty much any health food store, and those are great antivirals for the body, and that can help out tremendously. But that's one of the main reasons that you struggle with that, is that it's a virus that kicks in, it's in the body, and can cause those warts. And when we get under stress, of course, that adds to it and can make it, you know, flare up even worse. So get started on that. Let me know if you need any more help. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you? First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I have two questions about my thyroid.
Okay.
Like 5 years ago, I guess they found that I had hypothyroid and put me on Synthroid 75. It seemed to work well. I was taking the generic brand. So I leave and I go to Iraq and I'm there for 13 months. I come home February this past year.
Okay.
And I start feeling the same way that I had felt when they diagnosed me. I start gaining the weight back and feeling lazy, my hair falling out, my skin so dry and terrible. So I let it go on for a while, and then I go check it out, and it's back to, I guess, 20. Does that sound like? Because I guess the normal level is what?
For which one?
For hypothyroid.
Well, for TSH,
mine was 20, whatever that is, if that's bad or whatever. But
that's it's high, but the higher the number on thyroid, which is your TSH, right? The lower your thyroid function is. So
mine was 20.
If the number was real low, like if it was 0.7, that would mean your thyroid's running really, really fast. So if your number was 20. Right. So if your number was 20, that means your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that's what it stands for. It's a simple blood test, but it's kind of the gold standard by endocrinologists. Some people are T4, T3 people, and other docs are TSH people. And most people kind of lay on the standard of the TSH. So if the TSH is above, you always want it between 1.8, well, actually about 1.5 and 2.2. That's a good number range. If you keep it in there, that's where everything's hunky-dory and everybody's happy. You start going above that, like 5.0, 6.0, 7.0, 20.0, that thing is running really, really slow. So where are you right now? You're taking the Synthroid, but you gained the weight, and you feel like you're back at your starting point. You've got dry skin, and you're just frustrated. Is that right?
Yes. Well, you know, and They literally accuse me of not taking my medicine, but I make sure I take that medicine every day. So they increased it now, you know, to 100 and start making me take brand name. You know, I can't take the generic anymore. Then I went back and had it checked again. Now they increased it to 112. Well, I still can't lose my weight. I do feel better. My skin is still real dry. My hair's not falling out much anymore, but I cannot get rid of that weight. I guess my two questions were, you know, number one, like last time when they diagnosed it, you know, I lost my weight immediately as soon as I got back on the medicine. This
right.
time I have not. And my second question, can being in a different country or something like that, a different culture, a different area, a different atmosphere, a different environment, trigger something like that?
Well, it can. And the funny thing is, it's not really the environment or the air or the geographic location. It's more of the foods that you're eating, because the additives and the preservatives and things that we have in foods here in America are completely different than a lot of the third world countries. and their food quality actually there a lot of times is much better than ours.
Wow.
Unless you're getting organic. Oh, it's that big of a deal. Oh, yeah. And I've seen that. Seen many, many people, patients and whatnot, that have lived abroad and then come over here and had serious health issues, then gone back abroad and things clear up. Food's our best medicine. It can also be our worst nightmare. And so that's the first thing I would start doing with you is I would start following a very, very clean diet. I mean, I would make that, and then also you want to look at organic iodine. Most people that are deficient in iodine deal with thyroid issues. And iodine is the number one trace mineral that we need for our thyroid to function well. You might want to look into that. Iodine you can pick up at most of your health food stores nowadays, and you can test it. You can get a little drop. You put it on your skin. It'll turn a yellow-orange color, and you leave it there for a period of about, for about 3 hours. And if it fades out, completely gone, it means you desperately need it. But if that little yellow-orange dot stays on there for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, you're probably okay. But a lot of times you'll see it absorb in like 20 or 30 minutes. Pretty incredible. So a lot of people are deficient in iodine, but tyrosine works well. And then to kind of speed the thyroid up into more of a normal function, you can look at things like coconut oil is very, very good at doing that, and it'll get things balanced out. So those are some things that you might want to look into as far as that goes. But I do want to say, as you kind of walk this journey out and you look into getting the weight off, that you can do it. You're not stuck, and you're not in a prison of thyroid hormone, or you're not in a prison of things that you can't get out of it. We just have to find the right answers. I would say when you go to your physician next time, ask them to run some of the tests on estrogen. Now, here's a key. When you have some excess weight, body fat, that you can't get off, you feel like you're working out, you feel like you're eating well, and you're doing the things that you know to do, when you go to your physician, your family physician, have them run estrone and estradiol. Well, there's another one called estriol. I would go ahead and have them run all three estrogens, your progesterone, your testosterone, and FSH and LH. All of those play key roles with your hormones, and I would see how that works and see exactly what's going on and how they can help you. Because if those are off, you're going to store body fat, and nothing you can do can get that off of your body. And you're frustrated, and you feel like it'll eliminate that. It always comes down to the hormones at the end of the day and getting those balanced. Okay. Thanks so much for serving our country and doing what you do, whatever you do, and what aspect of it. And you're a real blessing to us. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, Twitter and Facebook. You can sign up there, get in the social media world, and check us out. Get our weekly email newsletter. We send out a recipe of the week. Also, our newsletter for the week to empower you and encourage you with your health and with your life. Let's go to Mikey now. Hi, Mikey. What's up?
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
You got
it. I have a question, and I don't mean to, be rude if there's anybody out there with this issue, and I don't mean to be ignorant. I found out about a month and a half ago that somebody I work with is HIV positive.
Sure.
And when I first found out, I was fine with it. I was like, he seems like he's doing okay and he's healthy. And then for some reason, out of nowhere, I started fixating on all these ridiculous scenarios where I could possibly become infected by working with him. And I work in retail, so I don't work in a medical field, but the last example was he came into work and I stuck my fist out to give him like a fist bump.
The
like
big knuckle.
And,
right. Hey, what's up? Right.
And he went and punched my fist, and I looked at my fist after and it was like a little like kind of red in shape. And I was thinking, what if he had like a scratch or something on his knuckles, And I know that sounds silly, but
it's not. It's not. Hang tight. We'll talk about HIV when we come out of this break, okay?
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
My name is Stephen Viewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze-Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Part of the show and have your health challenge or question answered, and you can call right now at 1-888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on, but we want to help you. Go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Going to the break, we were talking with Mikey. Mikey's been dealing with a coworker who just got diagnosed with HIV, and he's trying to be normal about it, but he's just got a couple of things that might be just, you know, just kind of raises a red flag. And I can understand why. I mean, it kind of freaks you out. You think HIV, and you want to be cool about everything, but you also want to be cautious at the same time. And you just want to know kind of the boundaries, I guess, of what to be worried about and what not to be. So you're hanging out with your coworker and you give him the big knuckle, and what happens now? You're giving me the story.
Yeah. So he came in and it wasn't because I was scared to like shake his hand or anything. It's just kind of, you know, a thing that I do. And I guess just to be kind of funny or whatever, he punched me in the knuckles, and I looked at my hand and I noticed, you know, it obviously wasn't gushing blood. But, you know, my knuckles were kind of a little bit sort of, like, chafed and, like, reddish. And I was kind of thinking, you know, like, how do I know that he didn't have, like, a cut on his hand with maybe, like, a scab on it that could have, like, broken open and there could have been an exchange of blood? And, you know, that was the most recent example. There's been a couple other things that kind of have happened like that where I figure out these ways to fixate on, like, a potential way that I could have infected myself, no matter how remote it is. There's something about not being able to say that I'm 100% safe, that it just really makes me uncomfortable at the workplace with it, basically.
I get it. Well, the deal is probably the chafe did not infect you. And I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying it probably didn't.
Right.
I wouldn't worry about it. But I know your mind is reeling, and
right,
you want to shut it down, and you don't want that to be affecting you every day and almost be OCD about the whole thing.
That's right. Because, you know, I've never really had I get a little OCD about certain things that get on, I guess, what I like to call the treadmill. You know, when you get something on, like, the treadmill in your mind, and no matter how much you're like, ignore it, or it's silly, you just seem to, like, you can't rationalize it out of your thought process. And with something like this, I guess because it's just serious ordeal, it's just something that I'm kind of struggling with a little bit.
Well, key is realize this. It takes a lot to get infected with HIV. They've proven, without a shadow of a doubt, that it has to be pretty much semen or vaginal fluid or blood. And I mean, to a T, I mean, it really, they've got it narrowed down. So the chances of something like that happening, if he sneezed on you, or if he, I mean, this sounds gross, but if he peed on you, it's not, I mean, the urine and saliva in that, there's just extreme low concentrations of HIV found in those body fluids, and it's just nothing that you need to worry about. So, I mean, if he goes to the bathroom, and, you know, you just want to, you don't need to, I don't think you need to be overly cautious about that. Like, if he didn't wash his hands after he went to the bathroom or something. I mean, just know that you'd have to be in a pretty extreme situation with him for that to happen. And if you realize that, it'll probably give you a lot of peace as you walk along the way. Now, just for kicks and giggles, I will tell you that if you do have any kind of OCD tendencies and begin to fixate like that and get on the hamster wheel with certain thoughts, something that's really good for that is acetylcholine. It's a brain chemical, neurotransmitter. When it gets low in the brain, then our fears and our phobias and things can kind of surface a little bit more, and we can fixate on them more than we should. So some things that can help with that are completely natural. One is called galantamine, vitamin B5, and then also phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. It's found in egg yolks, but you can get it in a supplemental form too. That works really well. Using those on a regular basis along with cod liver oil for the omega-3 fats to support the brain chemistry, great stuff. And keep your protein intake high too, the good lean quality proteins. I know that's just a side fact, but it really does help in those thought processes as you're walking through something like this. Because I know, I mean, everybody's got their thing. And I don't think it would be easy for anybody to be around. But just know, it's got to be an extreme situation for you to get infected. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Robert now. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hi, doctor.
Yes,
sir. Thank you for returning my call.
Of course. How can I help?
I have what I believe may be neuropathy of the feet.
Okay.
Either one foot or the other foot, or sometimes both feet. I was taken to the hospital with both feet. I couldn't walk. And the doctor came in and said, this hydrochlorothiazide that I was taking is what caused that. So I stopped that and started taking Pacto-Lasix. But it continued, so I stopped all that too. And I get, you know, my feet get like, it's like a terrible, terrible toothache.
But and is it on the top of the feet or is it in the bottom of the arch?
Oh, it travels around my feet.
And have you been diagnosed with diabetes?
They told me I had high blood sugar, but I can control it with what I eat.
So you're on that borderline phase. They didn't have to really put you on medicine for that, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just in a place right now where you're starting to get a lot of the neuropathies. Is it on both feet or just one?
It's just on one or the other.
It'll switch back and forth?
Yes, and sometimes it's on both of the feet.
Okay. This is my encouragement to you for right now. First, you want to do this. You want to make sure that you go to your physician. I would see a DO, it's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. Have them take a look at you and do a full evaluation. Also, because you need to look at the structural part of the body too, the lower back, the nerves travel out of the lower back and go into the feet. Make sure that's evaluated and ruled out as it's not something that's majorly wrong. Also, high levels of omega-3 fats like cod liver oil, but vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxine. Pyridoxine has been shown and proven to help with neuropathies. That's typically a nutritional deficiency that you're dealing with. I would look into that as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Dr. Ray. So go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.